Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Tonight at Fenway Park, the Red Sox take on the Yankees in Game 1 of the American League Division Series, and people in Puerto Rico can't get enough of it. That's especially true in the hometown of the Red Sox 42-year-old manager Alex Cora, who's already become something of a baseball legend on the island. WBUR's Simone Rios traveled to the town of Caguas to hear about how the team's success is helping offset frustrations with a slow recovery from last year's hurricanes.
When he gets a text message from the man he calls Alex, Jose Amid Rodriguez is all goosebumps. Even thinking about it, he lifts his arm up to show the hairs standing on end.
Se me paran los pelos en los brazos y tú lo pudiste ver ahorita. Te muestro aquí también que tengo una hoja que él me obsequió.
Rodriguez owns The Wings, a sports bar in Cora's hometown of Caguas, about 20 miles south of San Juan. He says Cora stays in touch with his people. He pulls out his phone to show a recent text exchange with the Red Sox manager, in which Rodriguez congratulates Cora for clinching a spot in the playoffs. On the wall of the bar is a signed Cora baseball cap, alongside jerseys from Puerto Rican ballplayers across the major leagues, Yadier Molina, Carlos Beltran, Roberto Alomar.
Para mí eso se me hincha el pecho.
There's also signed jerseys from Derek Jeter and Bernie Williams. That's because Rodriguez is a Yankees fan. But he says he swells with pride having Cora as a friend.
Él sabe bien claro que yo dije que le iba a apoyar 100%.
So this year, he wants Cora and the Sox to win the World Series. After that, he'll go back to rooting for New York.
Pero hay muchos boricuas que hoy en día han cambiado para apoyarlo, y yo lo apoyo a él.
To casual baseball fans in Boston, Cora is a new household name. But on the island, he's been known for years.
Bueno, el año pasado fue el año de Alex Cora.
Rodriguez says 2017 was the year of Alex Cora. He led the Caguas Winter League team to a Caribbean title, Puerto Rico to second place in the World Baseball Classic, and was bench coach on the World Series champion Houston Astros. Cora took the helm of the Red Sox last fall and did something few people expected. He led the team to the most wins in Sox history.
Win number 106.
For some Puerto Ricans, that moment was akin to another in the island's baseball lore. That's the sound of Roberto Clemente, 1972, notching his 3,000th career hit. Clemente died in a plane crash 3 months later, delivering supplies to Nicaragua in the wake of a devastating earthquake. Clemente is the be-all, end-all of Puerto Rican baseball. There's a stadium erected in his name in San Juan and statues all over the island. And at least one Caguas resident thinks it's only a matter of time before Alex Cora achieves Clemente-level status. David LeBron is a cook at the sports bar where Cora often eats when he's home in Caguas.
Some people say that if he wins the World Series with the Red Sox, that they're going to be putting statues up to Alex Cora in Caguas. Is that true?
I really don't know, but I hope so. If he keeps accomplishing great things in baseball, he will get to that level. Maybe Roberto Clemente, maybe better.
At 42, Cora started his major league managing career with a relief mission to Puerto Rico, which was still without power after Hurricanes Irma and Maria. As part of his job guarantees, he got the Red Sox to donate money and supplies to the hardest hit areas of Caguas. In a boxing gym at the sports complex where Red Sox stars doled out baseball gear to the local youth 1 year ago, amateur boxer Caroline Camacho Flores says Cora is a fighter.
Es un luchador. Una persona que... que echó para adelante, sin importar, ¿verdad?, lo que, los obstáculos.
Another Caguas resident, Ismael Cruz, says Cora has shifted the focus away from all the bad news around the anniversary of the hurricanes.
Vale, le cambió el enfoque a lo que todas las noticias durante todos estos días han hecho de la tormenta.
Cruz says the devastation is painful to think about. On September 20th, the one-year anniversary of when Hurricane Maria made landfall, the Sox clinched the American League East.
Se ganó eso, se lo merecía, se lo merece. Sentí como si los criollos de Caguas hubiesen ganado también.
Cruz says that seeing the success of the Red Sox under Alex Cora is almost like watching the home team win. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simon Rios.